So you've learned some really useful processes during this CD. We started with conversational change techniques, context reframing and meaning reframe. We then looked at the whole idea of being able to reframe a behavior around its highest intention. We also then studied in quite a bit of detail the idea of the six-step reframe, although, as I mentioned in the CD, that's now been superseded by the visual squash process. And then we actually looked at the visual squash process, how parts are created, how it's possible to integrate them. And finally, we used perceptual positions to enable you to change your perceptions about certain relationships. So now it's time to use those in your everyday life. Obviously, if you don't do a lot of therapy, then things like the visual squash parts integration is something that you're going to be using rather more sparingly. But you can certainly use context reframes and meaning reframes in your everyday life, in business, etc. And what you can start doing is listening out for potential parts conflicts when people are actually communicating with you. This will enable you to get very, very good at being able to spot where you would use parts integration.